what a dick I am. What? Getting on a green screen wearing green.
Yeah, that's a dick move.
Well, I kind of am.
Hey, whatever. It's fine. Yours is actually going to be terrible. Yours is rude. Mine will stand out. Yours, you're going to have, you're going to have couch for nipples.
Yeah, dude, because this shot looked so good already. The shot looked so great. God, it's such a bummer that I'm going to goof it up, you know? I'm going to mess it because it looks so good already.
Yeah. Well, just for the folks at home, I'm coming to you live this episode from Antwerp, Belgium.
Candace. We're both on Candace. We're on the ship still, as you can tell.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to pretend right now because it's 10:30. And
so you can see the ship through the letters on my shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TMGstales.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGstales.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit? Get hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fashion your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
Well, my part of the ship is in Antwerp, Belgium. And let me tell you, this place, we just happen to be staying in an area that is highly decorated with pickpockets.
Okay.
My head has been on a swivel for the last 20 minutes.
Has anyone tried anything?
You just, a lot of dudes roaming around in...
Grabbing your ass?
Yeah. Oh, I have a story about that, too.
Nice ass, man. Mind if I get a handful? You're like, please, be my guest.
Oh, wait, I have a story about that, too. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
Can't wait.
But no, a lot of dudes in packs of fours with hands looking shifty and getting kind of close.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know. Yeah, anyways, no, JK, I'm on the ship.
You know, like, dudes don't really walk in packs of fours unless they have a sports jersey on.
Yeah.
Or a button-up shirt.
Well, I think what it is that, you know, when the boys are roaming, regardless of nationality, the boys always seem to be engaged in conversation, you know? They're all looking at each other, they're joshing, hey, you're ugly, no, you're uglier, you know?
But that's what I'm saying, there's always, like, they don't just like walk in groups of fours unless like they're going to a thing.
Yeah, yeah, and these boys, they're kind of roaming, but they're not talking. They're just looking. They're all looking at you. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, you're like something.
Yeah,
I'm not. Yeah, sports jersey.
Yeah, all the and they're big on the bikes here, man. Just moving 100. I think they bike as fast as cars here. but yo, speaking of ass grabs, I was just in Glasgow, and after the show, some people are hanging outside the Sprinter, and I said, "What's up?" And this dude fully grabbed my ass as a bit.
No way, really?
Yeah.
What? Did
yeah,
you do? Yeah.
I was like, "Whoa, I got groped," and he said, "Oh," he's like, "Sorry, sorry," and then he was really wasted, and then he talked to me about some other things, and then he left.
Talk like just change the subject.
Yeah, like he just, you know, he's just being a lad. It was just a, you know, a cheeky,
ass,
a cheeky lad grab.
I probably would have been pissed.
Yeah, for all my English people, yeah, no, I was pissed. But for all my English people, you're all familiar with lad broke. That was a lad grope. Yeah, no, I was pretty like, what the fuck, man? Where do you get off thinking that
you can look, but you can't touch?
Yeah, exactly. You know, You could lay your eyes on these tasty cakes, but so help you God that you reached over the fucking counter.
Did he compliment you at all?
Yeah, no, he gripped
like,
it.
Boy, oh
like,
boy, that's a handful.
Yeah.
God yeah. damn. You're the thickest comedian on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Now he took a grip and he's like, oh, is this what In-N-Out feels like? Because these are some buns right here. You bet you could fit 5 guys in these buns. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it was definitely weird. Yeah, I don't know how to feel.
It kind of sucks.
Yeah, I got my ass grabbed.
Yeah, you got...
Well, to be fair, his girl, she... And I'm sorry, I'm just taking off with conversation here, but it's just at the front of my mind.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
His lady, for the photo, she jokingly... You know, because I said something about my height relative to hers, because she's a bit taller than me. And she said, short king. I said, yep. And then she goes, oh, wait. And then she wraps her arms around my midsection and then just, like, drop down, like, squat. So her head is by my waist. It was an innocent bit. She was trying to be funny. But then Tom was like, hey, yo, hey, let's chill. And then she realized what she was doing, and then she stood right back up.
And you turn around, and her boyfriend is down by your ass. Oh,
yeah, yeah. He was gripping with both hands.
No, his dad. Yeah, be his face down there too.
Yeah. He gripped me up. So she did that, and then he gripped me up, and then this young lady comes up, and we take a photo, and then she says, "I just have to let you know that I was introduced to you by a guy who used to make me suck his nipples while jacking him off."
That's fucking, that's great. That's unique.
Yeah, dare I say, hard ass intro, hey?
Yeah, hey? Seriously.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
That's but,
wild. Yeah, it was really weird. But it was funny.
There's zero sexual anything coming from my nipples. You know what I'm saying? I have no sensitivity there that is in any way related to anything sexual at all.
Hold up. Really? So yeah. you're saying you could get your nipple absolutely
sucked
licked
off?
And sucked off.
Wouldn't do it.
And what? Why?
It would feel like someone sucking on my elbow.
Is that from diving? You just get like
yeah, maybe,
chlorine
maybe,
has
maybe
damaged
from running,
your nipples?
Maybe from running. I've just shaved every nerve in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It just calloused. Yeah. Fucking calloused there.
Yeah, you've got foreskin on your nipples. So you got to pull them back to get to the good part.
Little pink earlobes right here. Chest.
Damn.
Lobe. Yeah, I got.
Hey, man.
Wait. So you're telling me, like, if a girl like rubbed your nipples, or I mean, I guess your wife, if your wife like touched your nipples, that would like turn you on? Like you'd be like, oh, you
actually no, you're right. I don't think I have much. Yeah, I don't have much feeling there either. Nice, dude.
I could do this for the whole time, not even get hard a little bit.
Somebody clip that. Somebody clip that. That's a good clip right there, man.
Like, you know, as the guy in that scenario, wouldn't you assume that he would want the mouth to be on the penis? Why on the
I guess not.
Hand on the
man. Some guys they like the nipple play.
I don't understand.
They're about it. Well, I think what was weird, and I don't want to be misremembering here, but I think she said that she would do this while they watched my content.
Good.
But that doesn't sound right.
Okay, because you're jacking me off.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. Maybe the video was like a precursor, like, hey, come over, let's hang out, let's watch these videos, you know, and then it just happens to be there in the background. But I don't think he's going like, yo, put on that mustache, man, you know?
Step one, skinny penis vine on repeat.
yeah, dude.
Set your YouTube on replay video and just watch that over and over again.
Yeah, bro. Anyway, what is it? Is it Monday over there?
Yeah. Fuck you.
I'm asking.
Is it, Well, this is a globetrotter now. Just
yeah, you know, man. I'm just around. I don't know time zones anymore, man.
It's I'm hopping from one hemisphere to the next, and you get kind of, you know, lose track of what of normal life or, you know,
you know,
there for you.
Yeah, a lot of people think the world is this like one big place, but like, you know, once you just like learn to step out of your comfort zone, that's all you have to do is just step out of your comfort zone, you know.
What
like
day
for me,
you?
You know, like I thought like forever, like, you know, Orange County was it, you know, and then I stepped out of my comfort zone and, you know, now I got a palace in Bali and, you know, I pop.
And that's why I always recommend people travel, you know, get out there for 2 years at least, at a minimum.
Just take 3 years off, man. Like,
Everyone should take 3 years off. That's what I tell people. Everyone, and it's weird that people choose not to. Just take 3 years off.
Life is a choice, man. I agree. Like, life is definitely a choice, and you can make a choice. You can either choose to work for 3 years for a job that you don't care about, or
go to Bali, you know, and surf and do yoga. And you know, make that your life. Like, which one seems like better? Work? Oh, Bali yoga, hanging out with monkeys. Smoothie bowls. Or whichever is better. Heavier, right?
Yeah, man. So, you know, what day is it?
Monday.
It is Monday? All right.
I just lose track of the days just because when you're traveling...
Just such a...
No, when you're not conforming to this sort of, you know, fictional schedule that the man has implemented.
Capitalism's convinced us all that, like, we have to...
Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, the system makes you think, like, oh, these are the days you work. But it's crazy, like, if you make the right choices, like, there are no days of work, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's like... You know, I might be surfing on a Monday, and then on the weekend, I might be working on my course that I put out.
Which you can sign up for at, you know, getabsolutelytilted.com.
Yeah.
Sign up for my Discord, man. I'm teaching classes. What'd you get up to this weekend?
Well, I went to Vegas.
Oh, that's right. How was it?
I was there for 12 hours. 12.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
Kind of ideal.
The old dine and dash.
Yeah, that's true. A true in and out situation. Flew in, and it was like the trip was longer than it was supposed to be because there was like a lot of traffic getting to the airport, and then my flight was delayed. So it would have been even shorter if it had if everything had gone to plan. It would have been a tight, like 11 hours. Tight. So we fly in,
with the PJ, of course.
I flew Jet Suite. You ever flown that?
Is that the one where it's like a shared PJ?
Yeah. It's like a private terminal, so you don't have to do security or lines or anything like that. And it's probably like $200 more than another flight. Like flights to Vegas, you can get them for like $50 on Spirit or something like that, but this is probably like $200 to $250 per ticket, so it's like a normal airline ticket anywhere else, but you don't have to deal with lines or anything. And
where
you can show up literally 10 minutes before the flight. It's LAX, but it's a private terminal, so it's like off to the side.
Got it.
But sometimes it's annoying because it's like your flight gets delayed because there's like four planes, you know.
Yeah.
And if they're delayed, you know. Although I guess that happens with normal flights too, but you understand it's still like a small company. So sometimes things go wrong and I feel like that's the type of plane that crashes, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, you're bold for getting on, you know?
My friend was like, that's the type of shit that like a plane, well, one of those will go down and it just doesn't even make the news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. 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 I've seen these guys' shirts, JSX. I think,
like,
when I first saw this,
you'd make the local news and wherever it crashed.
Yeah. No, when I first saw these t-shirts, I genuinely thought, is this like a, what like dev conference is this from?
JSX.
In 2023, we're finally happy to announce that JavaScript is well on its way to becoming middleware.
Yeah, JavaScript X.
Yeah.
So that's what we did to get there, and then
what's the plane like? Is it just regular seats?
Yeah, it's basically like they put a bunch of like normal airplane seats on a private jet, so it's like 30 people or 40 people or something like that.
Mm.
It feels like a normal flight. I guess the cabin is a little bit nicer. Like it feels like maybe a first class cabin in a commercial flight.
Sure.
Were
you scared getting in this thing?
I mean, it is a smaller plane, so you do feel the bumps and shit a lot more. And I don't like it as it is, so it is a little bit nerve wracking for me.
Yeah. 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 I commend you, man. This would scare the fuck out of me. I think I'd have more confidence hopping in a plane, like a jumper plane with Luke, than I would one of these. And Luke has flown once.
Wait, what? Luke, you've flown?
He flew a plane in high school. You told me.
Yeah, it was in middle school, but yeah.
In middle school?
Yeah, I was a co-pilot with my uncle, but yes.
And did he relinquish control? And he was like, all right.
A couple times. He let me take off because it's really hard to fuck that up.
How did it feel?
Like flying a plane?
Yeah, but was it scary?
No, I loved it. We flew from where we were to a big air show in Wisconsin.
Oh, my God.
What was that like? Like flying an airplane, fucker.
Yeah, you fucking dumbass. Like, stop asking
Looks
me.
Like,
it's not my fucking show.
Yeah, he's like, Jesus, man. You have all these experiences. You've never flown a fucking plane, you pussy. Oh, wow.
No, so we get... So it is kind of like... You know, I feel like with air travel, like they hide a lot of like the logistics stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
See a lot of it. Everything's like pretty well oiled, and you're like, oh, I'm just getting in this thing, and it's gonna fly me across the country. And really, like, there's a lot of complexities that go into flying a tube, you know, at 1,000 miles an hour or whatever in the air.
Yeah.
But you see a lot of that shit when you're walking on the tarmac to the stairs, you know, and you see the stairs come down. And then like the bags are getting moved on, and the flight attendant is asking the guy down there, like, are the bags on yet? And the guy's like looking, like, I think they're putting them on now. And as I'm walking up the stairs, the flight attendant goes, we're not going to make it then. We're not going to make the cutoff. And he walks away, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? What cutoff? Is there like a storm coming? Like, what cutoff are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he like goes up and talks to the pilots, and I don't know, we took off and very, very quickly. So I was a little bit nervous.
Oh, maybe, the airport's so big, it's like, you know, you probably got a window that you can have your moment up there.
Yeah, maybe.
And if you don't get in, no flight.
Or maybe there's a bomb on board.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we got to land before it detonates. Yeah.
We're all going to die.
There's barely any security.
Oh, really? Yeah, what's the security like?
They don't. There's none.
Oh, it's not. That makes me.
You have to hold your laptop in your hand and you walk through like this little metal detector. That's it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. It's just such as club security.
No, it's less than club security. Dude, even as the DJ at the club, when I walked in, the guy still like legs apart, metal detector every fucking inch of my crotch.
Yeah.
You know,
but when you get on this plane, they just have one of the broken wands. Like it doesn't even turn on. He's just kind of waving it around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you're good.
Like one of the light up parking ones.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine, man. Nice.
And you know what's funny? It's like it is Vegas clientele to a T on that flight.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about some of these characters.
I mean, it's just like kind of a, like, it was also EDC weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of people are getting on this and then landing and then getting right on a helicopter and flying right to the festival.
Sick.
So there's just dudes talking about, like, set times and, you know, definitely, yeah, it was just an interesting group of people for sure.
A bunch of agents on there.
I'm not acting like I'm one of them, you know? like on the flight, I'm like fucking with songs and like putting them on my USB drive. And I'm like, I bet I look like the biggest douche right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone became the biggest douche when they started walking out to that plane. So I think you are well within your rights to do any douchebag thing up there. You could have been.
Go ahead.
What?
I was going to say they still make it very clear to you that this is not flying private. Because as you walk out on the tarmac, they go, please do not take pictures of the other planes in the hangar. We'd like to respect the owner's privacy.
Oh.
And you're like, wow, I'm a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you're not good enough. This is not flying. That is flying private. This is not. You can take all the pictures you want of our plane. You could take a picture of yourself on the plane. Do not even point your phone towards those planes.
Don't even for one second try to convince your friends that you're in this hangar because of who you are. All right. Don't even for one moment try to trick anyone you know into thinking that you would get anywhere near this kind of fucking plane. All right. You can take a picture of this one. This is the one that you're allowed to sit on. And remember that it's allowed to sit on.
And remember, you're allowed to sit on this plane because we tricked you into paying a little bit too much for a flight to Vegas because you're dumb. That's what you are. These people are rich. You're dumb.
Okay.
Okay.
You paying for this pays for that plane right there. Right? So don't even fucking think about turning your phone that direction. All right? Now go in there, eat your fucking Biscoff cookie, and don't say a fucking word.
Okay. I'll have all a ginger ale. We don't have ginger ale. They do. They got it on that. They got 1942 on that plane.
If you work hard enough, maybe one day you'll get ginger ale on a private plane, okay? So you're on the plane. You're fucking with your USB drive. What time is your set?
So this is at like 7:30. My set's at 12. So that's what I'm saying. It was pretty tight.
And where is the set in context of the festival? Where do you have to be physically?
I don't know where the festival was, but this was at Encore.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yes.
The festival apparently is, I don't even know. Apparently it's like a drive outside of Vegas.
Mm.
And apparently it's just miserable to get there because the traffic is horrendous.
Of course.
So it's like an hour and a half. And then once you're there, you're just. Did you see there's like videos popping up. Sometimes I'm on like EDM Twitter. So I was getting a lot of like EDC related tweets and somebody was like, check out the food situation at EDC. And they're like filming the booths and a pizza was $90.
$90. Now, how many slices are we talking about?
I don't know. A whole pizza costs up to $96. A street taco platter is priced at $70 and a sushi platter with only six rolls reaches an astonishing $100.
This is their EDC is just a window into the future. They're just getting ahead of the inflation.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Actually, they're forward thinking.
That's sick, man, that they're at fucking World War II Germany prices, dude.
You know what's funny is that, like, you know, EDC, like, you know, electronic music and like Plur and all this shit's supposed to be about like love and respect and the festival. So, like, this is still Vegas.
Yeah.
Don't think just because you're an hour and a half outside the strip, this isn't fucking Vegas. We're still going to fuck every way we can.
Yeah, dude. $100. What do you think is more expensive, this or Coachella?
This, dude. Coachella's not that bad.
How much is a sushi platter at Coachella?
Maybe like $25.
All right.
Like restaurant price?
That is insane. Did everyone just starve? Do you get hungry on Molly? Do you just live off water?
I feel like uppers don't, like, they dull your appetite. But I mean, you got to eat eventually.
But maybe that's what it is that they know everyone's so tanked that they can do whatever they want to that number.
Because no one's buying it anyways.
Yeah.
You like, have to do this in order to like make this economical.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing is we think there's a line. Like, there's clearly no line for this food. There's going to be one guy that goes there and buys the sushi rolls all day.
One sober guy?
Yeah.
My fucking girlfriend dragged me here. I don't know.
I don't know, man. It's kind of hot. Let me get the sushi rolls.
Yeah, let me get the sushi rolls, I guess.
That's what it is, dude. There's only 6 sushi rolls in that booth right there.
And they've been there for 3 days?
Yeah. They're just chilling.
Just chilling.
All right, so it's 7. Your set time is at 12.
Yeah, so...
It's at Encore.
Yeah. So we checked in, went downstairs, hit the horses.
Smash.
I hit about 4, went up like $100, back down to like $20 profit. I put $200 in. I cashed out with like $220. We go over to the roulette table. Four out of the first 5 rolls hit a number. Couldn't believe it. Went up like $400.
Wow.
Back down to 200. 200 up, right? And this point, I also... This is, sound like a fucking degenerate right now, but right before the flight, I bet on the Nuggets game. Hit that bet.
Awesome.
While we were flying there. So that's another $200. Denver... it was plus 200 or something. So I hit that. Great bet. Then I'm up 200 on roulette. Then I had to go get ready for my set. So I did that. Then after the set was like, it was 3:15 a.m. I'm like, time for bed. Let's hit the horses one more time. Sit down, hit for another 15, cashed out. And the chips are just sitting in my living room right now. So I left Vegas. I think this is the first time ever I actually left up.
And you're just never going to cash them out?
I'm going back on Thursday or Friday, so.
Oh, so yeah, you know.
Exact same place. I was like, I don't even need to cash out.
Damn, so.
All in 4 and 5 days. But for the time being, it was a tight 12 where I left up.
Nice. Congrats, dude. This might be the first time Cody left up. Ladies and gentlemen, clap in your car.
Round of applause, please.
Cody has finally beat the house.
Didn't even have enough time to hit slots, craps, nothing.
After being down $19,500, Cody has finally come home with a couple $100.
Yeah. So that felt good.
How was the set? How was the show?
It was good. Yeah, it was good. I was pretty nervous, and I fucked up a couple times.
Yeah.
Like near the beginning, but
yeah,
I don't think anyone really noticed. And
you know, you should just...
What?
I was going to say, you should just drop a like a nuclear test warning in the middle of your set.
Yeah.
It's like,
or like a...
It's like... Get inside. Get inside.
It's so fucked up.
Get inside. There is a nuclear threat. Imminent. Get inside. Wait, seek shelter.
Can I show you the one that we made yesterday?
Yeah.
Play loud.
I'm ready. Play loud.
All right, we got something really special up next. No, sorry. Wrong tab. Hold on. I'm not familiar with these tools. How do I X out? How do I get close? I'm pressing. Is it delete or is it return?
No.
Squeeze, unplug it or turn it down? How do I get the battery out of this thing? It's jammed in there. It's not. This is not my even what I was trying to do. Oh no, my fucking wife is gonna kill me. You take over. I'm trying to do it. Press hit spacebar. It's closed.
Hot singles in your area.
Oops. We don't want to get copyright claimed. If you want to hear this, go to tmgstudios.tv.
Marcus and Devin came over yesterday and it's like, what should we make? And they're like, he's like, well, I want to remix the Pornhub intro. Okay.
And there you go.
So there you go. That's what we came up with. How was your weekend?
It was good. Where the fuck? Yeah, I'm just such a global traveler now. It's hard to recall. you know, where the fuck I was at. Let me just jog my memory, you know. Let me whip out the old phone, you know. Dazzle through the images.
Dazzle images.
Yeah. Let's see.
When did we last speak? When did we last do this exact thing?
I believe, where in the world is... No one knows that, man. Luke, you're fucking old.
Dude, I know that.
Sick reference, man. Yeah, because you're 33 and I'm 33.
True.
Now, everybody knows. Let's see. Where was I a couple days ago? I was in... I went to Manchester.
Oh yeah, how was that?
That was a great show. I went to Glasgow. Shout out to the people of Glasgow. Stoicism on 200, you know. Type of guys to they're the type of people, like, you know, some of them laugh out loud, you know, enjoy themselves. Others just stare at you with just a slight smile the entire time. And they're having the time of their life.
Really?
Yeah. In that same, you know, horny ass meet and greet where I got sexually assaulted, and I also had some, you know, some lads that were really hype on the show, but they just didn't break character. Even coming up to me, they were like, "Hi, how are you? Love the show, mate. Class." Stand there for a picture. And then they just fit, but nothing on the face, not a single shift, you know. And then I went to Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Up the tune. That was a great show. It was a little bit more intimate. Quiet town. Not much going on. Bold.
Wait, what?
Hit a 170.
Which is the one that you had trouble selling?
Newcastle.
Okay. And? How did it feel?
Honestly, it's fine. When a show is like that, it tends to be... I would actually say that was one of my best shows of the entire 63-show run.
Hmm.
Because they're more intimate, and I can talk to people more directly, and I just feel kind of... I feel no pressure, so I think I actually perform better.
Nice.
And I just give it my all up there, because... May not be sold out, but people still paid money, and I try to make it feel like there's a fucking I'm performing for a million people in there, man.
It would be kind of funny if you didn't take it as seriously. Like, shit's not even sold out, so.
Yeah, just pull out my phone and start reading shit. Hey, what the fuck is up with Uber Eats?
You guys see this?
Not like
you guys see this fucking video of this deer.
Yeah.
You guys see this? It's fucking crazy.
Uber Eats is fucked, man. This isn't a bit. Like, your Uber Eats just sucks out here. There's nothing worth eating. I don't get it.
I laugh.
Thanks, dude. I bowled. I hit a nice little 178.
Nice.
Got on the leaderboard over there at lane 7 in Newcastle. So if you're feeling frosty, I dare you to go over there. I don't think they're going to put me up on the board. But
Why wouldn't they?
I bumped. Because Marlon put fake names, so he didn't put my name. He put my name was Ooh, I Think I'm Funny, and I just don't think they're going to put that up on the board.
Yeah.
But the guy I bumped out, so it's the top 10 for the month, and the place number 7, his score was 177, so I edged him out by 1 point, and he was working that night, and he watched me eke out his score. When I went back to turn in my shoes... I said, "Do you guys update the board manually? I'm just curious." And she goes, you know, just like, you know, gloating a little bit, like, you need me to do it? I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You want me to?
When is that going to happen? Is that going to be tonight or?
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. She did. She said, she's like, just we update them weekly.
The name is Ooh, I Think I'm Funny. Well, I think
that's two O's.
Yeah.
Two O's H. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, I think.
Yeah. I'm funny. She's like, we update them weekly. That's more Manchester. But, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, cool, cool. Yeah, no, cool, 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 cool. I'm just here for the night because I did a show. But you know, if you want to let Paul know who's fucking in charge, do me that favor.
You're like,
and I guess
what day of the week even is it? What day do they update? And what?
Yeah, what day do they update? Because you say weekly, like, what is that? That doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So, yeah. So, yeah, if you're feeling froggy down there at Lane 7 in Newcastle, see if you can challenge 178. I dare you.
So, how many strikes is that?
Well, it depends, but in this scenario wasn't that great. I was like pretty inconsistent. I would like strike spare. So I had 1, 2, 3, 4. I only had five strikes. Mm. Yeah, and I missed some pretty easy ones.
Still a great score.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I was hype.
And if you go beat that score at that bowling alley, send us a picture.
Yeah, and I might mail you 50 quid.
Yeah.
I say quid now because I don't say bucks because they don't say bucks out there in the UK.
Ah, yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, you know, I say bucks or quid, sorry.
Bitcoin because it's universal. I'm just...
Yeah, dude. What else, man? Oh, we hit this amazing rest stop. Truly amazing. It's called T-Bay. T-E-B-A-Y. I think there's like a chain maybe, but like this one, the T-Bay service station, they got this nice little restaurant, man. I've seen plenty of rest stops in America. We don't do it like these Brits, man. God damn. You know, we're a much bigger country, so we can't, but this one, dude, it's like farm fresh food. You can see literal cows, you know, 15 feet from a restaurant that's next to the petrol station. And they have, you know, this is it. They have this pond out back. Oh, bro, it's beautiful.
Station?
Yeah. It's like a restaurant next to a gas station. It's like a rest stop.
Oh my God.
And dude, they have steak and ale pies. They have ice cream that tastes like you're just sucking it straight from a cow's nipple, you know, which if you're vegan,
as you're jacking off the cow,
yeah, just yep.
Wow.
You put on your favorite YouTuber and you strike it up in front of the cow and you just
exactly. This is beautiful,
bro. Gorgeous.
I love a good rest stop.
Yeah, this was like a VR loading sequence. You probably would see something like this in Canada,
dude. That it reminds me of some shit you see at the top of the mountain. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. T-Bay, man. So this was life-changing. This was, you know, like 1 hour in purgatory. It was great.
Purgatory is not supposed to be great.
That's how I describe some of these places in the UK. You don't know if life's about to be good or bad after. But it's this beautiful kind of... We're going to pause here for a moment.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
Anyway, speaking of good service... I saw this lady, this LSU lady, badgering the crowd about the shots. You see this shit?
No, what is it?
Oh, brother. Talk about a speech. You know, if you're...
Oh, this is...
Pause this real quick.
Great.
If you were thinking about a career in live performance, perhaps you're thinking, you know, oh, man, I'd like to try my hand at stand-up. Bro, just get up and just do some shit like this. You could do this for 5 minutes, rile up the crowd, and the next comedian can, and then you, as you're getting off stage, the next comic's getting on stage, you'd be like, try to beat that fucker.
Let me see.
Let this rip.
If you buy her one margarita, she will spread her legs. If you buy her two margaritas, she will pounce right on your penis.
What?
After three margaritas, she will grab your penis and put it in her mouth. Yeah!
Wait, what the fuck was that even supposed to be?
I think she's maybe a religious person trying to speak out against, you know, college drinking or something.
Wait, she's speaking out against it? It sounds like she's all for it.
The delivery's not too good.
She's definitely confusing because she's getting them hyped. Yeah, all the guys are like, yeah.
I think her thinking was, oh, I'm gonna get them, I'm gonna get them into the idea and then show them that just after 5 margaritas, you're getting pegged.
After 5 margaritas, dude, she's sucking on my nipples for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah, after five margaritas, everything feels good. It takes 5 margaritas for a runner to get feeling back in their nipples.
Exactly.
Also, this thing about 4 margaritas, she'll ram it in her anus. Yeah, right, man.
Yeah. What do you
say? I think I feel like ass play is, you kind of know if you're into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think 4 margaritas, someone's like suddenly like, you know what? Let's go there.
And not only that, not only like, let's try it out, but like, let's ram it in there.
I don't think so. Yeah. Also, I wonder what the percentage is of men that are keeping it up after 4 margaritas.
Four margaritas, and she will take your soft penis. And I love the way she
said
penis.
Penis.
And stuff and fold it up and stuff it in her anus.
She'll roll that corn dog right between her fingers. What are you going to say?
Can we rip that one more time?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to make some more... more detailed observations here.
Penis.
Maybe the shirt tells some stories.
Just says,
yeah. What does it say?
No mo. No
be a ho no mo.
Be a ho no mo.
So you're right. She's speaking out against it.
Dude. This is, yeah, go ahead.
If you buy her one margarita, she will spread her legs.
She was like, yep, wait, no, no. They were cheering and she was like, mm-hmm. Wait, no, that's bad.
She's like, no, listen to me. Yeah, she's trying to scare him. She's going to pounce on your penis.
Yeah. What?
You know what's really?
Oh, no.
You know what's really funny? A bunch of women here, not one of them agree. Yeah. When you watch this whole thing, they're all just shaking their head at her like, nah.
I'm not ramming anything in my ass.
Bro, also, I like how she puts the, it's the margarita only affects women.
Yeah.
In her logic. Yeah. It's only girls,
And why margarita?
Yeah, she's just telling on herself. She's just telling everyone that margaritas make her horny.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, ladies, I got to tell you something. You got to stay away from this drink. It's called a margarita. It'll bring the dog out of you. Trust me.
And I kind of like how she's not making it about tequila. This is more about the sugar.
Yeah.
Than anything. Yeah. It's more of a commentary on like a sugary drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Keep playing.
Your penis. Yo, pause. That's how nasty a dude's penis is, that a woman has to be wasted to even consider. Like, I have to have no sense of smell to even give this a shot.
This is so funny. Keep going.
One margarita.
Two, three. 3, 4.
She will grab your penis and ram it right up her anus.
It happens after 5.
She will strap it on and pick you.
Dude,
a confused cheer, that last one.
There was one guy in the audience who texted his girlfriend, "Babe, you need to drink 5 margaritas right now."
Yeah. And then all the rest of them are like conditioned to say yes after whatever it is she's about to say.
Yeah.
Then she says it and they're like, yo. Okay, now I'm with you. I see your message. I am not down for that.
That's crazy, man. A margarita is so powerful that I guess, is she saying that you as a man turn into a hoe?
I don't know.
You know, because she's making it sound like levels 1 through 4, it's the ladies that need to stop being hoes, but then level 5, 5-level thinking. By the way, as far as 5-level thinking goes, our boy Leon Hendricks and Mr. Poop Test himself, you know, they saw the clip.
Yeah. Oh, did they really?
Yeah, I was talking with Mr. Leon.
What did he say?
You know, he posted a couple times, and then he humbly stated, "Why are we so easy to make fun of, LOL?" And I just messaged him. I said, "You guys are good, man. Teach us how to reverse age." And he said, "Maybe a fun idea for your show to do a poop test." And then he said, or test your own biological age and pace again. And start a poop test movement. And I said, we talked about doing an enema with you guys on our bonus episode. I don't even know if we did that.
Wait, what?
I thought we joked about doing like an enema or something. So I quoted that.
Okay, I think we did.
But then I said, when I'm home, let's bring a full circle and let's all take a poop test for the show. And he said
We should do that. Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's have them on the show and.
Yeah, take a poop test.
I think I'm okay, gonna get my blood work done next week.
Yeah, I had one and I got some risky things going on, so you should do that, man.
Wait, what do you got going on?
I have like a unique blood type that is naturally stickier, and this is something that like a quarter of Americans experience, so leaves me a little bit more prone to the old cardiovascular threats.
Let's see.
And there's nothing that can really, you know, there's other things that like the way my body breaks down cholesterol and stuff. It's not very efficient. So it's like a nice combo for a bad situation, which makes sense because the boys get heart disease in my family. So
I see.
I gotta be on top. But hold on. Let's see what's up with Be a Ho No Mo. Is there anything else besides this shop? You know, is there anything on the website? Nope. It's just the shirt online.
Be a Ho No Mo. And then there's an anti-vax.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Oh yeah, we got some Biden right here.
There are three things in this world. Just don't even say this. We're gonna get demonetized.
Yeah. Yep. All right, gang. Well,
you know what? Speaking of blood types, I like to think that our blood is kind of rare at this point because we got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and that just got like you can't even get it in the States anymore.
Why? Because it's illegal.
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, Google that. It's no longer available in the United States, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. All remaining doses expired last week, and the CDC directed providers to dispose of any that they had left over.
That's good, man.
I think it was too good is what it is.
Yeah, man.
Too powerful. And like
I really hope so.
People that took it ended up being too handsome.
Ah, right.
Had to take it off the market.
Yeah. Yeah, it made their penises bigger and
yeah, exactly.
It made them taller, it made them richer, faster, smarter. It reversed age. That's the reverse aging, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Have you noticed anything wrong with you?
I mean, I've just been like flying private a lot more.
Yo, no more tears. Johnson & Johnson, no more tears. Oh, dude, I passed by a giant crab yesterday. It was a king crab in a window.
Oh, fuck and yeah.
This was in Newcastle. It was a giant king crab in a window. Newcastle. And all I could think was just running up to it and striking through the glass through its head with a sword. That's all that was on my mind.
Yeah, but that would be a quick death.
Yeah, you're right.
That's not good enough.
No, I was going to strike the sword and just get its left legs.
I think
throw him out into the street and chase him.
Do that, right? But then you pin it to the ground. So, and then you take the other half and you tie those legs to your like moped.
Yeah. Yeah. Ride. Each one of the each one of the Deliveroo bikes.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Yeah. Let it rip.
Is that a what is this joke? Deliveroo.
Oh, that's just their Uber Eats.
Uber Eats, okay.
I'm so English now, man.
So we talked about fish and chips last time.
Yeah, man.
We went out for dinner on Thursday. And I saw, you know, I saw fish tacos on the menu. I was like, that's pretty much as close as you can get.
Yeah.
And if I get fries separate, you know, pretty much be the same. So I got it and I'm like, are these good? He's like, oh yeah, dude. I just had them for lunch this morning or today. I highly recommend them. I'm like, great. Fuck yeah. Breaded, please. Make sure these fuckers are fried.
Yeah.
And it just was not the same. Not even.
No. No. You're thinking about her.
Everything reminds me of her. Everything.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be in the UK soon. Where's the old shindig? Can you say?
It's outside of London. I forget the town, but it's a small town, which probably fares better.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, do you know if it's north, east, west, south?
South, I think.
You probably won't be, if it's a small town just outside London, you're not going to be near water, but you'll probably be near some good fish and chips.
I'm fine with meat pie, too. I'll do that.
Ooh.
Also.
Get you a steak and ale pie.
Yeah.
Steak and ale. Wait. More UK tings. I just remembered something. I actually meant to say this when I was in Birmingham. The gritty is worldwide.
Okay.
And when I say that, what I mean is I'm literally doing the gritty right now.
Okay.
That statement is worldwide.
Really?
Dude, walking into a Tesco, I'm standing outside of Tesco, and it was like, I don't know, three women. They're walking around. They're like a bottle of vodka, so they're at least, you know, 12.
Okay.
And no, they were, you know, I would imagine they are like college or on the cusp of.
Okay.
And they're in full English accents, you know, Midlands English accent, and then they break character and in perfect American English. I'm literally doing a gritty white now.
Like, do they say it to you?
No, they're saying it to each other, like joking around. Yeah.
Wow.
And then I was watching some because, you know, now my phone's been listening to me, so I get pushed like Ireland subreddits and, you know, UK TikToks. And I was watching some video and yeah, the people in the video were just somewhere, you know, not America, and same thing, broke character. So I'm literally doing a gritty white now.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't even say it in a British accent.
No.
Literally doing the gritty right now.
No. No.
Wow.
Oh, mate, I'm literally doing the gritty right now. I don't know where that would be. That might, no, I don't know. The new
that was dude, Liam. Wherever Liam was from.
Yeah, no, that's Adam.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Look up Adam Love Island birthplace. oh, mate, I'm literally doing the gritty right now. That might be Newcastle-ish. Dude, the way they say literally is so, so unique. Literally.
Literally.
It's from Newcastle. Yeah. Literally. That's Scouse. That's like Patty. That's the tough one.
What the fuck is Adam Pollard doing now?
I'm on his Instagram.
Oh, mate.
Oh, it turns out he's still hot. He's blonde now.
Oh, nice. A return to form. Oh, mate, I'm literally doing the gritty right now. Yeah. Yeah, Scouse is the tough one, you know. Well, I was fucking walking my dog and then you just don't fucking take a shit in your front yard.
Sorry, on his
he just got lost.
Yeah,
got lost in his chest.
He must have had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine like 1,000 times.
He's got lost in his eyes because that one makes you sexy, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's why they took it off the market.
Yep.
Man, oh man.
By the way, guys, we posted another Cody and Noel do chaotic. Well, I guess this comes out next week, so you would know probably. You would have seen it. But
yeah. Yeah, well, let's reflect on our time with Salt, Hank, and Owen. We can finally talk about it together.
Did we talk about our time with Hank?
No, not really. We alluded to it. I think we joked. We were laughing about how we made him super racist.
Yeah, so we joke about that, right? Like, one of the running bits is that, like, at the beginning, he said something about Owen's eyes or something, and then you were like, whoa, don't talk about Asians like that or something. And I'm like, that's a little, yeah, right? And he was, like, stressing so hard about it. And then he's roommates with Connor. So he went home, and then yeah, I saw Connor, like, later that day or the next day or something. He was like, dude, Hank was a fucking mess. When I got home, he was just sitting at the living room table drinking a beer by himself. You want a beer? Like, I had to. Like, I'm so stressed about what just happened. And I was like, wait, what? He was that fucked up about it? And he was like, yeah, man, like, you guys messed him up. And I was like, we didn't meet. It was all in good fun. Like,
oh, dude, it was too good. Saw Hank. What a trooper. What a trooper, man. Yeah, Owen, too. What a guy. It was really funny because after we shot with Owen, you know, he just goes, I'm going to be honest, I didn't really watch.
Yeah, that was really good.
So I wasn't sure what we were doing, you know. And then he figured it out. And then at the end, that was great when we brought them both in. Owen. Oh, when will you get my name right, Owen?
So go check out the one with Hank.
Saw Hank, man.
He's a great dude. I actually went to his place. He was doing, he cooked for us, actually. He cooked lamb and garlic bread one time.
How'd it taste?
And over, and it tasted really, really good. Scroll down to the comments, Luke.
Oh, yeah, this is good. Noel stops between jokes like he's waiting for the audience to laugh. Yes.
Yes.
I've been doing this my entire existence.
The way Hank is panicking the whole time, trying to entertain the drunk children.
Yep. Next episode, they have two teams, Owen and Noel and Hank and Cody. Their cook-off would be nuts. Now, why did they spell Cody with a K?
So anyways, people are loving it, guys.
Yeah, they're loving it. So, yeah, give it a watch if you haven't already. No, it was a good time. Shout out, Hank.
It was a good time. We got to do more of those, honestly. We got to build a little kitchen and just do them all the time.
Yeah, just get biz.
Click the crab one.
Yeah, why don't we close it out on fighting a crab for a carrot? Oh, this is an easy battle, man. Come on. Come on, man.
Oh my God.
I don't think we can show that.
Why not?
I don't know. Isn't that? I don't know. I don't know what the rule on animal violence is.
That's the humane way to kill a crab.
Oh, just to do, you know, the comments, man. Why are comments? They're so obvious, but they're so funny. Does this hurt the crab? He made him a puzzle. Like, god damn it. Hilarious. Bro really said, parry this. Little bro got divided. That is the difference between Gen Z and us. That's how they set up their punchlines. They just put little bro in front of it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny. Like, it makes it funnier.
Yeah.
I have two that I want to show you.
Uh-oh.
Two TikToks. I think you'll like this one here. I'm going to send it to the thread. Luke, if you wouldn't mind just pulling this up, please. I think you'll like this one.
If it's not a fucking set of four tires going in a... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
In the beginning.
Everything... This is everything my personality. That car...
You can play it, too, because I think it's the AI Drake song, which... I don't know.
Nah. She knows
what she needs. But also, the editing is insane.
Yo, I'm about to hire this kid.
Isn't he good?
I'm about to hire this kid.
I
want
to see the way he's walking in the beginning. Dude, that walk is so funny.
Wittily doing the gwitty.
Yeah.
He is smooth with it.
That's the smoothest walk I've ever seen.
Run that back.
Bike.
Nah. Nah. Yo. Let me just go on record and say, you know, this is like me trying to become a better person or whatever. I'm trying to say nah less. My whole life I've gone with saying nah, and I realize just how rude it is.
It is. I mean, it is kind of, I guess it is a little rude. Nah. Because you're like brushing words off. Like,
yeah,
nah.
It's not nice. And I don't mean it that way. You know, one of our guys in the crew for the UK tours, dude, Jamie, he was offering me a bite of some food. Haggis. You know haggis?
Yep. Not like, like liver or something?
It's like, yeah, animal insides and oats. And... Yeah, he goes, it's a traditional Scottish thing, and he goes, you want some haggis? And I just go, nah. And I just keep eating. And he starts laughing, and he goes, nah? Just nah? And I said, yeah, that was kind of fucked, wasn't it? My bad.
You should have said, nah, thank you.
Yeah, nah, thank you. That's it. Ah, that's manners. Nah, I'm good, bro.
Nah, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
No. That's what you should know.
No. Another bad one. You know, quickly, another bad one that I'm trying to fix is like I reflex with the word all right. And I feel like that's kind of rude. Like, people will tell me stuff and I'm like, all right. It's such a dead end, all right.
Yeah, that is.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. So,
you know,
I definitely just have a bunch of those too.
Yeah,
I thought of one recently, actually.
I think you're
Oh no,
you utilize nah.
Do I?
Yeah, as long as I've known you, you've always done the nah.
That's bad. That's bad. Sometimes I catch myself being rude too. Yeah, to like, because I'm very like, I'm not patient at all.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I understand something and the other person doesn't, that's when I'm like, I get very impatient. But not like,
oh guys, let me tell you Cody's happy place. When he would like to go to sleep, but he can't for just out of his control reason.
Yeah.
You know?
hell on
just
earth.
Slightly out of his control. Like, for example, if someone were to accidentally light up a little weed in the front lounge and that smoke were to just kind of come through the vents a little bit.
Did we talk about when Matt stayed in my place?
No, but
and
did
he fucking smoked weed in
my Yes.
And I opened up the door, I'm like, dude, it reeks in here. This is where I work every day.
Such a Matt-ism.
Inside, and he was like, yeah, I didn't think that it would. You couldn't walk out, like, just stood on the deck and smoked? It's like, I didn't think it was that, like, it would smell.
Can I just attempt my best Matt impression?
Yeah, sorry.
No. I wasn't trying to interrupt. I just kept picturing him going, yo, my bad, dude.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't do it now. I'm losing it. Yeah, of course. There's no way the smoke is going through the vents like that. Shout out Maddie. Love Maddie.
Shout out Matt.
Anyway, let's head on over to the bone. Yo, smokers, tokers, and
midnight jokers
and rock smokers, pull up to the bone zone. We're gonna get crazy. We're talking about the hottest new crack in Newcastle. We're talking about Red Bull soapbox races and horse and carriage interrupts a dinner.
Uh-oh. You'll see it all here first on the bonus.
And maybe we'll talk about some hacking too.
Yeah. All right, folks.
Okay, bye.
This week on the Bone Zone.
Yo, speaking of grower, did you see that guy on meth fighting everyone in the gym?
Dude, what the fuck?
We have these flowers at our place called angel trumpets. I was talking to Jessie and she was like, by the way, don't touch those. They're like unbelievably toxic. I touched one. I went to the bar and then had to go to the hospital because I thought I got roofie.
Let's eat one like, on the podcast. Really? Okay, psychological effects of PCP. Lethargy and euphoria.
And it says whipping your little cock out, too.
Oh, whoa. Whipping your little dingus out. Flailing your little dingus about.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.